2-Minute Stories. On to Chapter 3 of The Only Child. And again, we're meeting this family in what might be considered a normal moment, eating dinner together, but even that isn't normal for the situation with Hadley. So let's dig in and see what happens here in Chapter 3 of The Only Child. Hadley, what was something that made you happy today? Asked Hadley's father, Owen. Ugh, do we have to play this game? Said a tired Hadley, eating her dinner in slow motion. Okay, I'll start, said Owen. What made me happy today was watching you get on the bus without fussing. Hadley managed a tiny smirk. My turn, said a suddenly excited Hadley. What made me happy today was that Sophia invited me to the movies. That's exciting, said Rachel. What movie is it? Rachel caught Owen's eyes and smiled, enjoying the moment of normalcy. I think it's called The Haven, said Hadley. Rachel and Owen paused, knowing they were about to walk on the edge. The Haven, huh? Said Owen. Hadley, sweetie, that movie's rated PG-13, and your mother and I can't let you go see it. It's not appropriate for someone your age. But Sophia's going to see it, said an incredulous Hadley immediately. We understand, said Rachel. No, you don't, exclaimed Hadley. Her eyes began to glow that greenish color. I'm sick of hearing that you understand and what's appropriate for me. Hadley's eyes grew an even more vibrant shade of green. The dinner table suddenly rose off the floor, and everything on it fell with a thud, spraying tomato sauce all over the family and the kitchen's walls. Hadley ran to her room crying. Rachel and Owen remained seated, covered red and with a look of hopelessness. Minutes later, Hadley reappeared in her PJs. Through tears, she apologized. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I can't help that this happens when I get frustrated, and I don't know how to control it. You have nothing to be ashamed of, said Owen, reaching for a tomato-flavored hug. We just don't want this to happen in public, right? Hadley gave a knowing nod. Come on, said Rachel. Let's clean up, and then we'll get you in the tub. Rachel used her left hand to start washing dishes and her right to put around Hadley, searching for normalcy on this weeknight.